My friend Reg Burrows, he's a pastor. He's retired now. He was shaking hands at the door with people as they left one Sunday morning. A little old lady came up to him and she shook his hand. She said, "Oh, Mr. Burrows, I hope I manage to do enough for God to accept me." Now, it's very helpful to a minister when somebody says something like that, because then we can understand just where they are in this journey into a living, saving relationship with Jesus Christ. A remark like that tells us that they haven't understood Christianity, they haven't understood the gospel, they haven't understood grace. They are showing their lostness. They think God's made a contribution and then we need to make a contribution, then God will accept us. But we are saved by the achievement of someone else, by what that person did. That's what saves us. That we never manage to do enough. We never do, because of ego and pride and self-pity and all the things that spoil our lives in this world. I've never prayed a sinless prayer. I've never done a sinless action. I need, at the end of every day, to say, "Sorry, Lord, about today. Forgive another day, Lord." My best things, I have to say that. We are saved by the achievement of somebody else who never had to say sorry at the end of every day. The lovely beauty, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, higher than the heavens. This is the extraordinary life of the man Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Saved by what he did. Christmas comes and then we have The Sound of Music and all those lovely songs. And Maria, in the end, the stern, grieving widower, the captain, he collapses before her and wants to marry her. And she can't get over it. She is just amazed. She's such a simple peasant girl and got a good voice, and she there she is, and so she sings. Then she's puzzling over, why is it that God has allowed this fellow to fall in love with her? And she sings, and you remember what she sings? She sings, "Somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good." You know, that's what she says, doesn't she? "I helped an old lady over the road. I was kind to my parents. I wasn't nasty to animals. And I was patient with people. And God saw all that. And so he gave me this rich dude." That's I have three daughters. And my youngest, you know, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. So it all works out for her. She passes, goes to university, and meets Glenn, a lovely fellow, marries him, gets a job as a teacher, has three children. She tells me the next thing. I say, "Oh, Fleer, how is it that everything seems to happen to you like this?" She says, "Somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good," she said. She knows it's a heresy. And she likes to tease her old man about it, doesn't she? Now, the Christian doesn't think like that. No, we don't think like that at all. The Christian says, "Because of everything that Jesus Christ did, God has blessed me. Oh, what wonderful blessings. I've got in my life. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness, it's immeasurable. It's, oh, you can't see the east or west of it. How kind, how good, how patient he is with me. How he's forgiven all my sins." And so a Christian, then you see a Christian is someone to believe in. Oh, we want to believe in such a Savior, don't we? I am trusting Thee, Lord Jesus, trusting only Thee, trusting Thee for full salvation, great and free. Well, that's the response to this amazing love that Jesus had seen the file on us. He'd seen it. He knew about everything. The things done in darkness, the things that God has veiled from those who know us best, that we're so ashamed of. He still loved us. Still loved us. We joined to Him by saving faith. Well, now, who are you going to believe in? If you say no to my Savior again tonight, who are you going to trust in? Is it? Oh, it can't be Hollywood after all the ugly disclosures of. That's really, the foundations have gone there. That's hollow and ugly. Sportsman? What figures are there? Philosophers? Writers? If you reject my Savior, Jesus Christ, who you got to look into? Yes. When you get married, when you get children and they're sick, when you've got bills to pay and you're getting older and the grandchildren are quite demanding too and you're getting nearer death, who have you got? Who do you have if you say no to Jesus Christ? Who have you got? Look, there's this wonderful privilege. A Christian has someone to believe right into, to trust. He can rely on Him completely. I can't understand how anyone can hear this offer of what the Lord will do for you tonight and go away saying no. How can you do that? When He's brought you here and He's telling you of these wonderful benefits, these wonderful blessings and privileges.